Blog Talk Radio.
Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Julian Bride of the King, and today is another episode of Sports Kingdom. Happy to bring you along, especially for some live coverage here today on Blog Talk Radio of the Denver Nuggets Championship Parade, which will be taking place until 3, bringing along you guys for the show, as I had tweeted out the Denver Nuggets would be having a championship parade and celebrating their 2023 NBA championship victory over the Miami Heat. Unfortunately, the Heat are going through some bumps and bruises, of course, but it's the price you pay for coming as far as the NBA Finals and trying to yet cement yourself amongst a team like Denver as new NBA champion, first-time NBA championship for the Denver Nuggets organization. And you got to feel quite satisfied for the fans of Denver. Denver has been lacking for some time now. It's been since about, I guess you'd say, other than the Colorado Avalanche last year, since 2016, quite a major organization has gone on to win a championship with Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos at the time. Denver Broncos, of course, trying to now get back on track with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. And yesterday we talked about a little bit about the Denver Broncos in the past, along with several other NFL topics. Go back and listen right here on Blog Talk Radio. We go live Monday through Friday. Try to always make it on time, 12 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and bring you along right here on blogtalkradio.com/sportskingdom/. You can follow us on Blog Talk Radio for all of the latest updates. You'll easily get a notification, email, and be updated as to when the show goes live and such. And so, yet again, you can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also, now it's official, we've also updated our YouTube page as of late. You can now find us at SportsGameUS, going along with SportsGameUS.com now on YouTube, and find us there. Find us on most of social media, much of social media, just looking at the Denver Nuggets parade. One guy to me looks like Steve Kerr. He just really seems to look like Steve Kerr, as no. He got the Mile High City Sports team crew broadcasting along with what's transpiring today on the streets of Denver. Again, 47 years, the Nuggets are celebrating for the first time an NBA championship. You know, it's a first for many guys, for not only, as I mentioned before, Jokic, Murray, and Porter, Gordon. I mean, it's really special considering that there are many first-timers for mostly starters, but then you just include some players that have been in the league for a while, maybe like Bruce Brown, then DeAndre Jordan. I mean, DeAndre Jordan was a key piece for the Los Angeles Clippers for a while, and now he finally gets to, I think, rein in his first ever championship title victory. You know, sure may as well, you know. If you watch back to semi-pro Woody Harrelson, who's been in many basketball movies in the past, he'll show off his ring in the movie, and players like Coffee or Coco, I don't know, will just say, "Where'd you get that ring? You play off the bench, you know." And so, and maybe a little bittersweet that players like DeAndre Jordan, for some, don't get the opportunity to at least win and play as many more minutes as, say, Jokic in the finals. But, you know, you got to definitely look on the bright side and figure, you know, DeAndre Jordan's played at least 10-plus years. He's come a long way, and to be able to come this far in his career, unlike many other NBA players, and have the opportunity to at least win a title is sure something, I think, special. For at least someone like DeAndre Jordan. But just seeing here, fans just starting to rally up on one of the buses. And yeah, about that, this doesn't seem as a little unorganized, I feel, as the Warriors parade, for example. I think the Warriors, they just, I don't know, maybe just a little too narrow the streets, but otherwise, though, you could see many fans out today, and streets are pretty wide. So as far as the width of, you'd say, you see in New York, I'd say not maybe as big of New York, of course, but sort of a nice bright day in the city of Denver. And yeah, you know, I say they're 2023 NBA champions, but really look at the bottom here of the screen. They are 2022 and 2023 NBA champions. Not forget how the 2022 NBA season began, and it was sure, you know, quite something, you know, with all the ongoing talk about the Lakers, and then I had predicted the Grizzlies could have gone very, very far, maybe as far as the NBA Finals, as I predicted early on, but due to the Ja Morant suspension, which we'll get more information on later on, really tore down the foundation. And now people like Kendrick Perkins are coming on ESPN saying Ja Morant should basically possibly play elsewhere, somewhere like Miami. I mean, that's pretty crazy, but I think in terms of Ja, he just needs to really focus on just redeeming and returning to the ring, to the court, whether that's this year or next year. But I believe we're not going to likely see Ja Morant next year. We're probably going to see him the following year. So you can voice off, call in, and get your comments in via email skbtradio@gmail.com. Look at Christian Braun just taking off, like you see him run up and down the court throughout the finals. You can call in and also comment. We'll also probably change up the email. It's been quite a long time. I've used skbtradio@gmail.com. Use something like SpursKingdom@gmail.com. Seems more like it down the line. So don't rush right away and try to beat me to it. May very well likely do something in regards to the email. But for now, you can email along with comment in the Facebook section, as well as do anything possible to interact today. Chat in the chat room. I just am opening it up. And already 20 minutes in. We see here now Caldwell Pope taking it in. Yet a more promising prospect, I felt, with the Detroit Pistons at the time. You know, wandered around and, so he gets his opportunity now. But who knows what would have been if Caldwell Pope maybe excelled even better. He still has much more left to climb, possibly in the Mile High City. But nonetheless, it's a it's nice for Caldwell Pope, especially since, like I said, he has probably much more years left in the NBA with one ring under his belt. He can very much entice many executives around the league to eventually pursue him. And try to chase after more rings, even though just imagine back if Caldwell Pope excelled in Detroit. I mean, that again would have been nice, but with the way things have gone about, I mean, Kate Cunningham is very much in line to fill out that number two position there in Detroit, along with possibly some others. We've heard rumors about Cameron Johnson joining Detroit, and then you also have Kyrie Irving, who was recently with Rip Hamilton. I mean, I don't know if he was in Detroit, but odds are he was possibly with Rip Hamilton and, I don't know, just talking, maybe getting into deep conversation about Kyrie's future. I mean, who knows? But as of now, it looks sure that Cameron Johnson's going to come over to the Detroit Pistons. And then, I mean, as much as I feel Zion would fit in Detroit, we've heard rumors about Zion Williamson being traded, and I think we're going to see Zion Williamson trade to possibly, if you want to know me, the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think even though Detroit would be a nice destination, it's very much likely. I think Minnesota and New Orleans try to work things out, match out almost the same value, I feel, as of right now, between Zion Williamson and Karl Anthony Towns, both being highly selected picks back in their respective drafts. And you figure Zion is going to bring some athleticism, explosiveness, I feel, like he's always wanted to carry on to the NBA. You know, there's also been rumors that Charlotte is in line, but I think Charlotte, you know, would be a nice destination. That would mean Michael Jordan having to deal with a dookie and bring on Zion's return to the state of, nonetheless, North Carolina. I think anywhere to get Zion out of New Orleans, because, you know, I think David Griffin, even though, you know, I tend to like some of the moves he's made, he's just really, I think, almost fallen out of character with Zion. He's really given him some unfair opportunities to excel, I feel, even though many people will say, oh, well, maybe David Griffin hasn't got enough space or clarity to fix you on the possibility of shifting around in Zion Williamson, the rotation and system, but I don't know about as I was saying, even though Zion can lack to clarify on space and David Griffin's mind, considering all factors with Zion's injury history, which is what I was meaning to say. I think if you just get Zion out of New Orleans, I think better odds are he's going to be able to play just in a better system where he can very much have more of the open floor. So say, I think I sort of think, you know, New Orleans has sort of played around with Zion in the past and gone ahead and let him dribble or compete down low. I mean, I think Zion is more of just one niche kind of player. Just maybe. Because I feel New Orleans tried to, maybe turn Zion into Draymond Green, where he's very much versatile on the court, but you know, just playing him into spots like Coach K ran it back at Duke. I mean, with James Harden, for example, he had one gear, one motto, which was to shoot. I mean, just give Zion the ball, I feel, just to basically all sum it up, and have him just drive to the rim, just let him do much easier things on his body, really, especially at this point in his career, the way things have shaped out. I think Zion just needs to go. He just needs to go, basically, and he needs not only go, let go on the court and play. He just needs to go and also play elsewhere. I think it's possible he plays with Anthony Edwards in Minnesota, plays very solid minutes over there, and I feel it gets more an opportunity to showcase his talent along with another talent like Anthony Edwards, two guys who I feel could definitely feed off with each other. I also added in Larry Nance Jr. to the fold. Larry Nance Jr. would, I think, benefit elsewhere too and be able to complete that deal essentially between Minnesota and New Orleans. Two number one overall picks. Yeah, I think they can definitely work something out and become eventually cohesive. So you see here, if you're watching NBA TV, Nikola Jokic has appeared. He recently said that he's not really as much into basketball as I thought. I thought, just like with many other players, you get into the game and you just adapt to it. And hate it at times, but you know, ultimately love it. But with Jokic, he has, you know, more main priorities, I guess, you know, his horses, of course, and family back in Serbia. And, you know, who could, who could go wrong with that? And, yeah, I think, as Jokic said, he likes basketball and he happens to play because he's really good at it. So, yeah, I mean, if he could like something and be really good at it, yeah, kudos to Jokic, and kudos to, of course, the Denver Nuggets. As once again, live out Attitude Sports, we're seeing live on NBA TV presenting the NBA Championship Parade. many Jokic jerseys, also some Murray's. I was getting to thinking, I'm quite surprised that, you know, all the talk is, at least I believe, with the Philadelphia Eagles, this this off season, in the NFC, and much of the talk has been around Jalen Hurts and AJ Brown, but I don't know. No one seems to really be talking about, you know, yet the Eagles have gone on to draft many SEC players throughout recent years now, but no, I think someone who, especially around the league itself, isn't really getting much mentioned or talk is Devontae Smith. I think Devontae Smith, as I was seeing last night by someone, could be very well in line, projected to be a first-time Pro Bowler this coming year, considering his ability lately, I believe, to bulk up and I think show tremendous growth into year three now. And yet he's a former first-round pick. He has gone on to, well, put on some good years so far and have his latest 1,000-yard receiving season. So I expect at some point the Eagles are going to rely on Devontae Smith to be a number two, of course, and possibly be a number one down the line, I believe. I think, you know, of course, going back to being a first-round pick, he can certainly have, yeah, another 1,000-yard season, try to maybe have some career-high stats once again, and, you know, just be, I feel, a tremendous personality around the locker room and a tremendous personality around the media, as I feel being a first-time Pro Bowler and Alabama standout, just watching back his highlights and demeanor then and now. I think he's become more adjusted to the NFL at this point, that not only by bulking up, he's I think he's grown and also become comfortable with almost the same character he had back at Alabama, so to say. I think the sky's the limit with Devontae, and he can very much, as we were talking about jerseys with Murray and Jokic, I think, honestly, where I tend to look at the Fanatics, very much become a top wide receiver in the NFL, and if he takes a tremendous leap in year three, and have some top jersey sales amongst some of the best, including at least I believe AJ Brown. I think he can at least ascend over Brown and or possibly even Hurts. I think Hurts has the ability to take, yeah, another bigger step this year, or see some of his stats decline, but it should be an interesting season nonetheless, and as an Eagles fan, looking forward to seeing how, you know, as I've been bringing him up, most particularly Devontae Smith performs. I think, you know, of course, there are many younger guys on the roster now. We've seen what Jalen Hurts is capable of, what AJ Brown is capable of. Let's now see what some of the younger guys can do to fill in the shoes of some veterans on the Eagles roster, such as Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, and some others. So, and, you know, obviously at some point, too, you know, the Eagles got to transition out those veteran vocal leaders such as Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham and pass the torch on to several others, maybe such as Jalen Hurts, Devontae Smith, or you look at the defensive side, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter. If you want to go down a little further, I think, you know, I'd say, I don't know. I think Darius Slay is towards the twilight of his Eagles career. We're talking about him yesterday. And then, you know, James Bradbury, he just got a big contract with the Eagles. And I think he's going to make the most out of his subsequent years in Philly. Could be 1 year, could be two. Or we, you know, better yet, if he just goes on to improve, look past his key mistakes in the NFL postseason. He can very much become one of those other leaders down the line, like Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham. But seeing Jamal Murray for the first time here, along with Jokic now. Jamal Murray celebrating with a cigar. You've seen cigars in the past with Jordan, Kawhi, Jamal. I don't know about cigars, you know, just, I guess, you know, pull out something that's just more unique, different. The man wants to smoke a cigar, so. So I just got a alert here as of 17 minutes ago. Department of Justice, essentially the Justice Department, cited antitrust concerns to PGA Tour. So they're going to look further into a review of the PGA Live merger. So you can go back. We'll make sure I fix some of the titles and descriptions as of late and provide you guys with easier ways of either viewing or however many you consume the content. I'll just make it easier, whether it's a little YouTube short or on social media as well as blog talk. So, yeah, I don't really want to say much else, but antitrust concerns. I have concerns indeed, to say the very least. Seattle Storm set to battle aces tonight, so, you know, Brianna Stewart, of course, managing the load there in Seattle. Now, after the NBA, you know, of course, WNBA picks off, and And I can't help myself. I just see Caldwell Pope and Aaron Gordon now. They seem to be having a good time messing around, but how about that? Jokic had 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. And Bill Russell Trophy honors of series stats, and also tied up with the Spurs, the Denver Nuggets, for highest winning percentage throughout postseason. Very, very good time to be a Denver Nuggets fan. I think we've seen some prestigious years out of the Denver Broncos, at John Elway. Davis, Denver Broncos, of course, mentioning Champ Bailey's long career before, of course, and, they've had some excellent all-time greats, but now enter Jokic, the Joker. He can he's already possibly begun. Jokic is terror on the court. But, yeah, like I was saying real quick, Seattle Storm sets a bow of the Aces. Should be a good game for some tonight. Two bigs go up against each other. We're about an hour in, so now I want to turn my attention to prolonged coverage of or commentary of the NBA Finals champions, as well as what gives, who could be the next NBA Finals champions to parade, just like the Denver Nuggets next year had done NHL Stanley Cup final odds yesterday, and now we're going to look ahead into the NBA Finals odds for 2024. NBA championship here. So I actually don't want to go to FanDuel. Really hungry for some reason. I just had grapes and then 12:46 hits here on the East Coast, and I got to drink a lemon water, but trying to find a oh here's Vegas. Here we go. So here's according to, site apparently, FanDuel. So we'll just go based off FanDuel. Nuggets favorites to make it back. If I say right away, I think the Denver Nuggets will repeat. I couldn't say for certain yesterday about the Stanley Cup, but I'll say for certain right now the Denver Nuggets are my favorites to repeat in the 2024 NBA Finals. Then you got the Milwaukee Bucks, Boston Celtics, Phoenix Suns, Golden State Warriors, Philadelphia 76ers, and then Lakers. My initial thoughts right away were Milwaukee Bucks could very well meet the Denver Nuggets in the 2024 NBA Finals. But also talked about yesterday at the Boston Celtics reaching NBA Finals again. Been out of the way, I think. Boston Celtics, Bucks, definitely going to try to redeem themselves. I mean, if I had to give an underdog prediction here, just looking further down the list, I would say You know, Kings, Knicks, they had really good postseason. They could very much make it back, try to very much at least duplicate what they did and make it farther into the postseason than OKC Thunder all the way down this list here. Like I said, we already talked about top five before of NBA Finals odds. I forgot, but just giving you maybe a wider margin of teams here. Real quick, the Thunder, in my estimations, have a real good chance at making history. I think they can very much slide into the. And we saw them very, very, very swiftly reach the NBA Finals as far back as 2012. I think, you know, it's definitely some young hungry town now and a hungry organization, including Sam Presti, that might be very well determined to playoffs and. As possible. Orlando Magic all the way down this list at last. I think you better just give them a little bit more props there. But I've been hearing about Bradley Beal a lot lately. There have been trade rumors. Bradley Beal would go somewhere. I think Orlando would possibly be a nice destination. I mean, I think Orlando is at least a much better situation than Washington. And I think with Washington, they just I don't know. I mean, they're almost kind of identical to the Orlando Magic in a way. You know, just two teams striving to grow through the draft and maybe retain a superstar in the services of. Or Bradley Beal, who's also missed a lot in the past 4 years, but I think, you know, we'll possibly get a chance someday, and I don't know. Maybe if it means resorting to a bench role at some point, I think Beal will be a solid contributor wherever he goes, but. Finally got an email back from someone. Now let's take a break, and when we come back, I figure we'll talk whatever you want, call in, and, I really want to talk some NFL. And now the dawn of mini camps in the NFL when NBA and NHL all over. So we'll be right back.
keep on hiding, but I can't reach the surface. Everybody's living different, I just can't compare. There's too much left to bottle, took another shot of pushing up, but I can't find a way to know. Oh, I'm stuck, it's happens every month. I don't really ask for much. I just need to, I just need to, I just need to touch. I'm in this hole, I don't wanna watch it go. No, I don't wanna watch it, I don't wanna watch it. They just tell me, tell me why I feel so stuck in my mind, but it's nothing. I can't change, no, I won't do it for no one. Driving, see you passing by, I just think that I deserve some change.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Stuart Brad the King. Thanks for staying tuned in and continuing to watch some of the Denver Nuggets parade as they are now 2023 NBA champions. You know, it's funny, I made a point yesterday that the Aces were the Aces were the first champion in Vegas and over the Vegas Golden Knights, even though I give much credit to the Golden Knights and Aces. But now, as I was talking about, Asia Wilson set to face off between the Seattle Storm tonight, and she just made headlines by tweeting out how frustrated she is with Joe Biden calling Golden Knights first champion. Well, you know, Stephen A., he had expressed his frustration as well with Joe Biden recently. You know, that's all. That's all I can really say about that. But you know, some frustration, and there's some joy in the streets soon to be Vegas, and then imagine how that'd be with the Vegas Golden Knights now, and. Denver Nuggets now. You know, what's definitely also more interesting brewing up as well as the upcoming college football season in Colorado with the Colorado football, college football program set to trail a path on their first year with Deion Sanders and some NIL prospects, maybe JUCO prospects as well. I mean, who hardly knows about JUCO prospects considering that Deion has in Colorado have definitely bought out a good percent of some good top-rated prospects, even when you include one of the prospects that originally committed to Alabama. How about that? So just getting into the news of Pac-12 program, Colorado, and then also what appears to be making headlines today is the new 2024 SEC college football schedule. And so, yeah, I was seeing yesterday someone unranked Texas, and I think there's some unranked teams that are going to eventually make their way up through the rankings this coming year. And then, you know, apparently USC still, according to the rankings I was seeing yesterday by someone, I mean, I would reference, but I just come across it pretty quickly. Yeah, you know, USC being ranked number five, for example, you know, I think they could very well be top four at least, you know, make it into the college football playoff, maybe have a good chance of overcoming many doubters. Just think of how quick the jump was last year with Lincoln Riley. I mean, I think, as they say right now, glorious days are ahead, certainly ahead for USC. But I see it being not maybe as far ahead, but sooner, not Oklahoma sooner, but sooner we see USC competing tremendously well with Lincoln Riley, Caleb Williams, you know, they lost Jordan Addison, but, you know, I really believe in Lincoln Riley, and I'll have more in-depth coverage on USC for sure. But now in Oklahoma, of course, Lincoln Riley's old stomping grounds. He's yeah, he's very well more well equipped now with USC. But let's take a look at the SEC schedule. Only if I could get full screen here. It's pretty small. All right, here we go. So far, Alabama right off the bat faces Auburn. I hear they're going to be playing on different stomping grounds a couple times when they face Georgia for the first time in 20 years. And then Auburn, and they just they probably came off one of their worst years yet without Bo Nix and Gus Malzahn. I think Gus Malzahn's somewhere else. I think he still has a chance to reach higher success. But I was also hearing in terms of college, former Yankees manager, former Phillies manager, and former Marlins manager, I think, of course, Joe Girardi's always been, and I've always think, in spite of being an acclimated Florida guy, I think just like many other Florida baseball players that come out of there, Joe Girardi just he's more go happy, you know, with the possibility, the legitimate possibility, Joe Girardi lands at UCF. So very interesting. UCF, nice campus. You know, got state-of-the-art facilities and such. And, you know, it's kind of big down there, you know, Florida Gators, Florida State, so... You know, a college like UCF who hasn't been around as long as Florida and Florida State, you know, definitely trying to establish things and such, but Missouri, South Carolina, and then LSU, wow, you know, LSU with Coach Kelly. I think they're definitely destined for a great year. And then really not much else important besides those aforementioned opponents. And then Arkansas. I really think based off looking at Arkansas' schedule, it's pretty tough. And then you look at Florida Gators, Georgia facing Auburn. Yeah, again, first in their SEC opponents, and Alabama a little later on, and they got Texas, who are is just joining the SEC. So actually, this is the 2024 SEC football schedule. So yeah, I was just looking at Texas, much further ahead down the line, we're going to see those SEC teams square off with one another and be opposed But yeah, so very early, very much surprising that the schedule always tends to just especially mislead you. You could say, you know, looking so far into the future and just think, oh wow, you know, current teams to then could very much have an impact, but it very much can happen over a span of time. So you know, and we just touched on Vegas not too long ago. I guess Vegas is just the hot spot today for many bettors and people to just not go during this time or any part of the year, but just talk about. Well, as we mentioned, the Golden Knights have been in the news, the Aces have been in the news, and so now are the A's. So I reportedly heard that the A's set out a financial bill to the Board of Governors at B in Las Vegas for at least a $350 million settlement for the A's, who last night snapped their 7-game streak, winning streak. And you could say that was probably maybe because of the lack of attendance, just a major drop, actually. Just last night, the Vegas A's, as you want to call them now, possibly, if according to what I read here, the A's settle upon an agreement now with the head governor of Las Vegas that things definitely, I think, took a turn for the worst last night in Oakland. Just really, I think it's just out of line that all of a sudden, you know, many A's fans just protest come to the game. I mean, what were they, paid protesters? And then the next day, they just they leave the arena and no show. They no show. I just thought of an out of line to be quite quite pathetic that of what's not only taking place with the A's handling of ticket sales and such, but just the fans. I mean, what gives, you know? And I just looking at the major picture overall, the A's, like I said, snapped their 7-game winning streak, and their catcher happened to be the major headline or story of last night. Just a really hard loss, and then look over town, California, somewhere the Dodgers were losing it, falling the Subway Series, which didn't fail to disappoint like the Dodgers against the Chicago White Sox in a disappointing loss once again. They now prolong their losing streak, the Dodgers, but the Subway Series really didn't disappoint. Garrett Cole, unbelievable. You know, former teammates too, Justin Verlander and I mean, I think Justin obviously has gotten to that point now. I mean, games like last night, just you figure. I mean, you figure maybe unfair advantage that you know, Garrett Cole had the upper hand, and you know, there was a rain delay, so maybe some unfair conditions going on, but you know, Garrett Cole proved that very much so. I mean, he's definitely the Yankees' best signing in years. I mean, Yankees, I think, have made quite an amount of signings over the years, and one that stands out and stood out last night was Garrett Cole, six scoreless innings, hardly any hits, and you know, just back in that, I feel, postseason form like he was back in Houston, number one overall pick back with Pittsburgh, you know, he's been a gem, and he's been a gem for some. The Yankees, they just really acquired him and got him at the right time. Just the just what I think to be a tremendous pitcher for years to come. Well, unfortunately, you know, I was watching a Phillies game. Roger Clemens was in the booth, and I was a big fan of Roger Clemens, and you know, unfortunately now, so many records I feel are just hardly to be broken by the steroid era that's really still impacting the game, I feel, especially for future generations. Yeah, quite a shame that I feel so much towards the world of guys like Garrett Cole and others that really go out hard and try to pitch really strong quality starts at least, and consistently exert an effort to be one of the best, like so many in the past. Traditional past being one of the you could argue biggest qualities of the game now. You know, just the game has to evolve, of course. And I was watching the Phillies game again as well last night, and another impressive performance was Ranger Suarez. Last time I saw 1.59 ERA throughout last three starts, and put on an excellent performance last night with seven scoreless innings until the game was tied up 3-3, and the Phillies eventually went on to win with a walk-off by Nick Castellanos in extra innings. But as I was watching, and baseball season now picking up with the NBA and NHL out of the way, I just come to figure now, you know, the game's definitely evolving, getting much better, I feel, especially with most particularly the new rules now. I think the rules have really gone on to enhance the game even further. But now I'm just thinking, you know, we see exit velocity pop up along with launch angle and such. I mean, I sort of like to see, I think there's many MLB stat heads out there that like to see just like, I mean, StatCast, of course, for example, has become a major utility in Major League Baseball now. And so I'd like to see possibly just StatCast. I think maybe sometimes people get tired of the commentaries. For example, I was getting tired of figuring, just pop up instead of just, because if people, I think people, especially at games, just go on their phones and try to read off like the box score or latest stats, for example, like just go ahead and provide a pop-up StatCast just to enhance the game a little further. Have a StatCast, or you could call it StatCast Popcast on the top corner, top right corner of the screens figure. You know, I have someone in the family now who works for Major League Baseball Engineering specifically, and so figure talk to him and try to work out something. Just feed some advice, but yeah, off to altering shifts with baseball. So as I was gonna say, exciting times with baseball and football season approaching. How I feel, it's essentially now summer, so you know, I'm just putting work here, and appreciate those that tune in and want to possibly contribute, whether it's on the site. That will I promise. I think every time I design a site, or at least and provide some help, it becomes upgraded into a much better site than previous. So want to also enhance your experience here on Sports Kingdom and spread the word. So I've got an hour and 30 minutes left. They say, I was reading last night, I was quickly reading that say you work a 9-to-5 job, you happen to be tuning into the show right now. Apparently, after just 4 hours of focused hard work, you tend to just at least with typically everyone or almost everyone. You were out a little bit, which is why, sometimes they have breaks and such, but, gotta feel, look at, Jeff Green's face right now. I never ever see Jeff Green smile, and just to see him smile is very nice. Let's see here. Oh my God. Oh my God. This just in, a woman says Conor McGregor reportedly raped her at game four of what at the time appeared to be a lovely outing, lovely fun go outing between Conor McGregor and the rest of the Miami Heat franchise. And Conor McGregor, of course, at one point fooled around by pushing a mascot, but according to before the NBA Finals, Conor McGregor has reportedly denied allegations of rape. This just been from TMZ. So, I'm just really taking a second to take this all in, but really, I'm quite disappointed to hear the news of this. Conor McGregor, of course, selling out a lot of attendance, record-breaking ratings, and doing many things. Why did they take a break? Apparently, something's going on. Just hear my thoughts more as we just take a break. Hang on. We'll be right back. Yeah, we're back.
Conor McGregor.
Accused of really detrimental allegations. I'd say going forward, I mean someone had pointed out yesterday that that if Conor McGregor was gonna even fight, I guess just prior to hearing this news now that you just think back to you go back to just really how harsh this has been on the sport of most particularly combat sports. And so now I don't know what charges is possibly coming towards Conor McGregor's way, but I don't really know. I think Conor McGregor obviously doesn't want to end on the note he did with a broken leg injury for 2 years and then hang it up. I think we'll likely see him back in the cage again, but really I think if to be determined, he's incapable of fighting. I think it's very well possible that we don't see Conor McGregor back in the cage anytime soon, and pursue possibly another real good shot at a real good opponent like Michael Chandler. So yeah, it's very, very, very unfortunate to hear. I mean, I think Conor had a lot going for him with the Dos Equis sponsorship and the upcoming fight, along with along with the fanfare popularity I have nothing else to say, but this is Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Julian Brower, the King. So, the Denver Nuggets are celebrating the 2023 NBA championship. To update you, Christian Braun has been seen roaming around the streets and Popeye Jones was even seen speaking at one point. I mean, Popeye Jones, I think, has been coaching for quite some time now. For him to win a championship's nice. Just thinking what I'm going to do once I hop off here. Figure I might go biking or I really don't know. Really feel like some tasty food, but let's go ahead and put our detective hats on, look into more of details of what's possibly going on with McGregor. And the UFC. So it's been reported by the New York Post. Conor McGregor accused of violently, quote, violently sexually assaulting women in bathroom at NBA Finals. And it goes on to say here, Conor McGregor is also expecting a fourth child with Dee Devlin, who, you know, must be contemplating. I think Conor enjoying his family life as well back in Ireland. Just short of, I guess it sort of shifts what is possibly going through Conor and Dee Devlin's mind, but that's as far as I'll get in terms of Conor McGregor. Again, very, very unfortunate, but I guess it's time, that time, you know, before tomorrow, which should be packed with another episode of some of content. Figure we'll squeeze into this time slot now and go ahead and talk wrestling. lots of stuff coming out of the wrestling world. First, I see here, Money in the Bank is set to occur, along with Slammiversary and the G1 Climax, as well as Collision, which has been the biggest topic going on. And as you see here, Conor McGregor addresses whether he's interested in WWE. I'm not even going to click on that. But, biggest story is AEW Collision. And also in ties to that, the latest news 2 hours ago on CM Punk, right before I got on there, that Wade Keller, who I've always admired. We had Greg Parks on before, another PW Torch columnist and insider. And I first really got into really got into podcasting all because of PW Torch and Wade Keller. Just always been a fan from afar At times, went on to become a VIP subscriber, which I highly recommend you do if you're that much of a wrestling fan, but no, Wade Keller, he said, reportedly on his VIP hotline show or call that there's expected to be some, and this is actually based off Wrestling News Co. as well, which I normally go to, that another CM Punk story is expected to break soon that, I'll put it boldly, won't help AEW. So, very, very crucial story there. Very crucial story there. You know, as like I said, I read this morning, I found it probably the most intriguing story, so I'm going to go ahead and click right on the story that, yeah, again, Keller goes on to say, I am under the impression between now and Saturday, there's going to be something that comes out that media-wise that is not going to help matters, probably. I don't mean to be cryptic, but I haven't heard the details or seen enough to say much, but yeah, or yes, I just don't know. I just think it's going to be one of those weeks, I'll put it that way. From what I'm hearing behind the scenes in AEW, it's just going to be one of those weeks. Well, right off the bat, I thought, CM Punk, I don't think, is going to really blow anything off too soon, possibly, unless it's really bad news, really, really bad news. With AEW Collision, I see maybe, as they say, in a week, this week, AEW Collision premieres, and CM Punk picks up a mic again and just goes off, possibly on the Young Bucks. I could really see tension continuing to boil between the Young Bucks and CM Punk, and I could very much see CM Punk just throwing in a line that, and saying that just that the Young Bucks are, you know, maybe, for example, essentially bad for business and yada, 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 you know, just say, just express how he feels about the Young Bucks, however he wants, concern that CM Punk tries to, I believe, I think he really just takes advantage of the Young Bucks. They don't, you know, very, I think they mean no harm. They're just, to me, as they'd say in the business, good Christian boys. And, and they made a mistake, but, yeah, I think they want what's best for business and, or good for business. And, you know, CM Punk's coming back. I think Wade Keller mentioned, it's just not good. Really, really not good, especially really when you hear news already about something being, like, really bad in terms of Punk. If I had to put it bluntly, I think, as Ed Kingston said in a promo, CM Punk is said to be a narcissist, and essentially no one in the locker room wants him around. And so, I think a lot of fans can really feed off sometimes of But someone like Eddie Kingston has to say about CM Punk and blast him for how very well CM Punk could handle things on Collision, and you know, just I feel do anything in his power, even if it means, because we've also heard rumblings about court issues between the Bucks and Punk that they may very well be in it just for the business for now, but yeah, I mean, all I can really say right now, it could get ugly, really good. I feel as CM Punk is at the debut, he's going to face Samoa Joe along with Jay White, Juice Robinson with FTR. FTR, CM Punk already have T-shirts, and you know, it's also said too that a new face in AEW just behind the scenes is Jimmy Jacobs, who lost his job back in 2017 with WWE for appearing and being the Elite YouTube series, which kudos to Jimmy Bucks and Jimmy Jacobs, especially now. He's probably gotten a huge pay raise and really, I think there's some there wrestlers are now behind the scenes like Jacobs who are just striving to improve the business and make some type of living off of it. You know, it seems like everything is set in stone for AEW. Now it's really just, like I've been saying for the past year, just them going out and producing good television, good wrestling, which was actually good last night. I enjoyed the MJF Adam Cole match, but other than that, though, I mean, yeah, definitely gotta reach whatever demographic, so to speak, and especially put on finishes last night, like Will Ospreay. I mean, that was quite a nice finish, even though I feel like there's still some work to be done. With the whole finishing process. I mean, that's probably been one of the good many and only finishes that you know, really stood out, and just definitely want to finish on a high note. I mean, TNA, I felt many times did throughout their heyday, but then also you notice too that they cut off Rob Van Dam doing a frog splash or something with the minutes left of the show, and or Sting, you know, just coming out to his entrance or something. I mean, definitely just learning from the past and evolving the business, you know, just certainly helps. So, you know, I think, you know, there got to be mistakes, but don't want quite often to make too many, as just scrolling down, seeing Cameron Grimes, someone I've been a fan of, Money Struggles before WWE. I was traveling the world and being an independent wrestling superstar, I didn't have money. Same case to be said about TJ Perkins and others. They sacrificed their life just to make a living and strive in the wrestling business. And so, and of course, Cameron Grimes, he had that money gimmick in NXT. WWE said to be high on him, so I wouldn't be too surprised if Cameron Grimes is more featured, but I'm not really too pleased with his character on the main roster right now. I mean, there's not many guys are going to make it through in WWE. Except, highly encourage those to tune into NXT and watch Braun Breaker versus Seth Rollins. That's definitely going to be, like Tommy Dreamer said, up there as one of the best main events in NXT history coming up. So, other than that, I don't really know too much wrestling stuff to talk about. Other than I really haven't been watching WWE. Really not intrigued right now. And then Hulk Hogan said something recently. Said something about how the business has evolved. So my Carlito has reportedly signed with WWE. Well, that's news to me. It takes someone like LA Knight, for example, and I think it's definitely more rewarding to win a title, major title, and you're at least in your prime. But someone can make something out of, I guess, you know, being in the business like Carlito, for example, for so long and try to make ends meet, but so that's right. Hulk Hogan says pro wrestling isn't a work despite being scripted. Like Bill After said, it is book. Like, is wrestling a work? Is it fixed? I never knew it was a fix or a house or whatever. And yeah, Hulk Hogan definitely had some interesting things to say, especially about. I really don't know why. I honestly have a good memory I once had, but or before. Everyone said, well, I already read that. I don't know where it is. Just stuff, definitely more to read, definitely. But really, if I had to share one bit of more information, that just to tune into Impact Wrestling if you're a huge Impact fan or big Alex Shelley fan. I think I'll be tuning in, and should be good. Hope Impact continues the momentum, and eventually, like a TV deal that D'Lo Brown was mentioning yesterday, just
I'd love to see. I mean, if I don't think they would, but if formerly Spike, now Paramount would welcome TNA back with open arms, or now Impact, you know, at least that'd be nice. But I really don't know otherwise. Is, you know, AEW really is the only thing on television, in my opinion. Some weeks I do, and some weeks I don't. And then I got Amazon Fire Stick. I watch some of New Japan World. So, all right. Well, it's been about a couple hours now. We're into the 2 o'clock hour. Let's just see real quick here. No. I think I know who it is. So let's answer the phone call here. 973.
It is. It is. It's your 973 guy.
What up, Blue?
All right. Well, how do you compare, you know, AEW to, like, you know, like, you know, WWE? I mean, WWE is of course, you know, like the top class of the, you know, the wrestling chain, and AEW is, like, you know, mediocre. It's kind of like, you know, what WCW used to be, and we know how that ended up.
Well, when did you start watching wrestling?
Oh, let's see, about 1978.
So, how about Harley Race?
Say that again?
How about Harley Race?
Well, you know, wrestling was, you know, better when I was young. I mean, it doesn't have, like, the same, I don't think it has the same impact as, you know, as it did, say, back in the 70s, the glory days, the 80s, and even, you know, part of the 90s.
So you were a fan of the 90s then?
Well, the 80s, you know, Hogan, Junker, Dog, Mr. Wonderful, Roddy Piper, the list goes on and on. That was wrestling at its best.
All right, so, yeah, actually, did you know Terry Funk?
A little bit.
He was actually on the show before. And then Jeff Jarrett, who was in WCW, but, do you follow AEW now?
I know people that do. I know people watch SmackDown. When some of those matches, it can be pretty good. But, you know, you haven't really seen anything good. I don't think I've seen anything good since, like, John Cena, though.
John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah, well. Yeah, it definitely used to be better before I started watching. I want to say I started watching almost close to 17 years ago, and it just really doesn't dawn on me as much as when say TNA came around, and I mean I couldn't help but notice wrestling with WWE's strong power to first market out just them and then wrestling entirely. And so I watched WWE. Like, really the only WrestleMania I watched and enjoyed all at the same time was WrestleMania 30. That was actually my first WrestleMania I watched when the network came out. But otherwise, though, it's really not dawning, and then I just mentioned AEW. They apparently have a Collision, and I mean, if you see Collision, it's themed out to be almost exactly like Nitro was themed out. I think, like I was starting to say, interesting summer ahead, but really, really, the results will show. And when Collision premieres, followed by All In London, and so interesting, interesting summer, and then like I was saying, have to just, you know some small minor mistakes, for example, and you know, feed off some now. They got you know, Jeff Jarrett working behind the scenes that was on the show before, and we also in AEW now have Will Washington, Jimmy Jacobs, whole bunch. And so when you think about it, maybe an interesting summer, but then again, I feel at this point there's starting to be a whole lot of cooks, as Vince Russo put it, in the kitchen, and you know, just like with WCW, there are a whole bunch of cooks yet again, and so it's gonna be it's gonna be something, although. I don't know if you also caught NWA, WCW at the time, but I was just watching some of it the other day, and then followed up with Magnum TA. You know, if people just look back beyond further, NWA, WCW really had an opportunity to really prevail, but. Especially over now, what you see, WCW, they had a chance, and just like many other minor territories, and going all the way back, you know, into the '70s, you know, I found it to be an interesting fact the other day, but, Harley Race was a NCAA champion, so a lot of people talk about Brock Lesnar now. I mean, just talk about not only Harley Race being an NCAA champion, but what he did to protect kayfabe at the time, and just really be a relentless, ruthless son of a gun. I mean, he especially at times could. From what I have heard, go off in the locker room with just a cigarette blunt in his possession. So he, as they like to term it, was a badass in the business. And so, I think as we look back beyond further, you know, definitely I think signifies, you know, just how much overall the wrestling business has gone on to progress these days, and you just only hope interesting times prevail into much more interesting times ahead with AEW.
Yeah. I mean, AEW, you know, it's not the same as, like, say, WWE or the old WCW, which did stand for World Class. Well,
world class. Yeah, I go to my local supermarket. They apparently have world class kitchens, and I say to myself, "This is really world class." But
yeah, like no problem.
But no, I mean, Lou, what do you want to talk about today?
Well, let's see. I mean, we've got almost everything wrapped up. The draft is coming up for the NBA, and you know they're making of course big things about a few of the picks. You know, Wembanyama, you know, they're looking at it, calling like the next generational talent. Well, how can you even think that when he hasn't even really played a game yet? You know, we haven't seen him play much. You know, he's from another area. you know, plays European-style basketball. You wonder how he's going to be able to, you know, transfer over here and play the American-style game. Because we've seen players here that have come from other countries and think the next best thing, and most of them are not, with the exception, of course, of the Greek League. You know, is Wembanyama going to be the next best thing since sliced bread, or is he going to be a flop?
Flop. I think he's going to be a flop. I feel like he's going to be a flop under the expectations the media is placing upon him. And so, to put it bluntly, I think he'll flop, but be an eventual all-star.
How much time?
How much time?
How much time do you think before he'd be as a potential all-star?
That's a good question. I have to say, he'll eventually become a multi-time all-star. I mean, if we're talking about just taking a step back for a second, saying he's going to be the best player, he's going to possibly, I'll put it this way, I think he can very well, at the very least, go to 5 All-Star games. But other than that, maybe into year 4 or so, he'll start to do that. But then I really don't think. We look at 10-time All-Stars. I think someone like Russell Westbrook, who's been close to that.
He was good when he came to the Lakers, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just think overall he's not going to be the best player in the league like people are. So the Denver Nuggets are up on the podium. Good looking woman talking right now, and Murray just holding up his cigar, having a good time, and a lot of that going on right now is they've just begun the podium speech. Have you watched some of the parade today?
I wasn't sure when the parade was, so I guess it's on now, isn't it? I wasn't sure what the parade was on.
Are we? I don't know what's happening.
Yeah,
Lou, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm still there.
Okay,
I thought you left.
Huh. Oh, what were you saying?
I wasn't sure when the parade was. I wasn't sure when they were having it, so I wasn't aware. But you did say that they're up on the podium now, and the celebration begins. Although, as I mentioned before, a few days ago, that you know, you celebrate a team championship, but then you go out and riot and trash all over the place. I mean, you know, can't really celebrate, in a sensible way anymore.
What's that?
You know, when 3 hours after the Nuggets won the championship, there was a riot going on. There were 10 people shot by some maniac. You know, and it was coming on bars. I mean, can't anybody celebrate without any causing a riot anymore?
We'd live in a dangerous world, to put
yes.
But I was just seeing Calvin Booth of the Denver Nuggets, general manager. What do you think, Lou? Do you think Calvin Booth has the opportunity to go on to raise his chances now at becoming maybe just possibly? I mean, now I think he's certainly a better general manager in terms of Denver Nuggets history, looking back upon Maze Ujiri, for example. I mean, do you think he could be a better general manager overall when Mortel's going forward over Maze Ujiri's now in Toronto?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, but let's see what Yuri does. I mean, you know, the Raptors were fine just until, you know, a few years ago. I mean, they won the championship in 2019, but then they kind of fought. Nick Nurse did a wonderful job, no question, but, you know, Yuri, well, I think the jury's still going to be on him because, you know, it's going to be hard to replace Nick Nurse.
Yeah, Michael Malone, then, I mean, he looks like a gangster today.
of course.
Michael Malone, yeah. Yeah, no, I got to like Coach Malone.
Let him enjoy it.
All right, now he's wrapping up the necklace and getting all praise from the teammates.
Hey, at least DeAndre Jordan has a title now.
What's that?
At least DeAndre Jordan has a title now.
Oh, you sure?
No, DeAndre Jordan.
Oh, yeah, I was starting to say that before. What do you think about the Raptors' future now, though? I think Scotty Barnes could take a bigger leap than more of his draft class previously and do some good things next year.
I don't think the Raptors are going to be that bad. I mean, they have fallen off since, you know, they lost the championship, but I still think they're a decent team in the East and, you know, are going to have a decent season and make a significant run next year's postseason. So I wouldn't give up on them yet.
I think they should give up a lot of their talent, like Fran Van Vliet already, Siakam, OG. And I think they could get a lot of assets in return, like they already have. But I'd say the one player they got to keep is Scotty Barnes. And, try to go forward from there. What do you like more, the NBA Finals trophy or Stanley Cup trophy?
I am a basketball fan, but I think the most one is the Stanley Cup. I mean, after all, it is the most celebrated. And, you know, I think it does bring more excitement. Well, I just wish you'd get rid of the commissioner. I mean, how do you explain a guy who's still commissioner when he nearly destroyed the league three times?
Yeah, no, actually like the Stanley Cup more. I don't know. I mean, Finals trophy, I think they could make it nicer, but it's whatever. The best, though, has got to be the Super Bowl for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done NBA Finals predictions. I've done or odds, and I've done Stanley Cup predictions and odds as well. Let's take a look at the Super Bowl odds. I find it really intriguing because I was just thinking about not too long ago about a team in mind I have for the Super Bowl, but first want to just look up the Super Bowl odds. As of 3 days ago, updated by BetMGM. Of course, we have a screenshot here right away, of course, of Coach Salah with Rodgers. A lot of talk about Rodgers participating in a minicamp or not, whether he should or not, but overall, I think he should. We got the Chiefs, Eagles, Bills, Bengals, Niners, Jets. And you got the Cowboys. Are you a Jets or Giants fan?
Jets.
Of all these odds, who do you think's gonna go to the Super Bowl? Do you think it's gonna be the Jets?
I don't think the Jets will make the Super Bowl this year. I mean, they'll make at least a wild card spot and whatnot, but I think, you know, there's too much hype, you know, surrounding Aaron Rodgers and, you know, a few people out for the year. They'll have a better season, no question, but I think Super Bowl, I think, is a little bit far-fetched.
Wait, so you think the Jets are gonna go to the Super Bowl?
No.
So who is it?
They'll make the playoffs, yes, but the Super Bowl, no.
So what's, do you have a Super Bowl prediction you want to give out?
No, not yet. I usually wait until like the a week before the preseason starts. It's a little bit too early to make a Super Bowl prediction. Yeah, I'm surprised Vegas hasn't said anything about who's going to be next year's NBA and NHL champions, because they usually do that by now. I haven't heard anything yet. Go figure.
What league's that?
Usually they come out with their predictions already, you know, the sports bettors.
Oh. Well, I'll just hint at it, but right now I gotta say people are talking a lot about the Chiefs, the Eagles, the Jets. Well, okay, they're at over 2,000 odds right now. I'd say keep your eye out on the Los Angeles Chargers going into the season. I think people can't really underestimate
the Chargers. Really,
Kellen Moore is arguably one of the best offensive coordinators in the NFL. I think he went to LA for a reason, which is because of Justin Herbert. I think Justin Herbert tremendously gonna become a tremendous Pro Bowler this year, and I think Chargers, they have some good chances and good opportunities this year. That's all I'll say as of right now.
Interesting.
I'll say the very least. I'll say more later on as the season goes on or off season, but Kyle Moore just knows how to put in design pace motions and then certain design schemes for, in the case of Justin Herbert now. And, you know, last year with Dallas, things really became mostly Mike McCarthy's offense. And so I think Kyle Moore will have more flexibility now to just – do what he's always done, and I think that's expose certain strikes. I hear that it's very well possible, you know, the Chargers just gonna become much more explosive, most particularly downfield, and really take aim at, I think, being a really good team. They aren't a tough division. So, it's just possible. They could very much steal somewhat of an advantage come to postseason. I feel so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Jokic was just at the podium. And having a good time, but I'm sure he just wants to get home and feed them horses.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
You know, the season's over. It's time to go home.
So I don't know if you heard me say it earlier, but are you a UFC fan?
A little bit, you know, I get someone into it. I think it's killing boxing, though.
Well, you know Conor McGregor, right?
The bad boy of UFC, yeah.
Did you hear what he did today?
All right, what do you do now?
Well, he's accused of some allegations. could jeopardize what goes on, I feel, at least down the stretch of this year. Not looking good.
Well, what else is new? It's McGregor. He gets into more trouble out of the ring than he does in the ring.
Yeah. Well, how about
really,
that? Today is the 20th. Today is the 20th anniversary of Moneyball. Of course, I was with traditionalist Moneyballer John Vooch, along with Casey Bond, who's been on the show before. So, how about that?
That's when Oakland was still decent.
Well, the Cardinals, I saw, just took another losing streak, 5-game losing streak to the Giants, who, unlike the Cardinals, seem to be at least more on an upward trajectory than the Cardinals with a 4-game winning streak. I mean, I saw somewhere from the San Francisco Chronicle, may have been far back as a while ago, but wouldn't it be interesting? I think that ballpark may be. I don't know, just say environment overall. I think they got great fans. They've had tremendous success, unlike the Angels, I feel, as far back as 2010 when Mike Trout was drafted. Just what if Mike Trout came to San Fran?
I think
San Francisco wouldn't be so bad. But then again,
no.
I heard again, according to AI, Mike Trout is most happy, he's the utmost happy if and when he were to ever play with the Philadelphia Phillies.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just, I don't know if I was just talking about it. Yeah, I was. Did you catch the Subway Series?
That just ended, this round, in a one game apiece.
Well, how about Gerrit Cole?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely, if I had to say, he's probably their most talented player on the team right now. I don't really hear Aaron Judge make as much headlines as he did last year. I mean, maybe his bat was only as good that one year for hitting 50-plus homers and breaking a record. But, I mean, you look at some of those greats that have gone on to have single-season home run records, like Mantle and Ruth, for example. I mean, I think they're just absolutely more talented offensively and versatile than
Yeah, but don't forget, Judge has been injured, so there's a factor right there.
I don't know. I feel like part of his performance, especially in some of the last years, doesn't excuse the fact that the Yankees have especially, you know. I mean, I think after last year, you could arguably conclude that, you know, the Yankees much needed to, I wouldn't say shake things up, but, you know, they just proved as a testament that, you know, just right now, if you look at it, right now, you could argue maybe the Astros most likely see things differently in a new way in terms of new front office personnel and, keeping around the same team again for another year. I mean, the future has a destiny of changing, but if I just put my share, that.
Right.
It's
But
I just forgot it.
Just reading a little bit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned the draft. Keep wanting to do more on that side of things, but
yeah.
Bryce Harper, yeah, another player who had a part dealing in Vegas growing up, and who knows? He wants to play, I think, till he's like 45 at least.
So I've heard.
I would be too surprised if he goes and plays elsewhere for the time being. I don't likely see him, being a Philly till he retires, pretty much.
Yeah.
Really, I think the Phillies are on their last leg, maybe, with this core of players. I mean, decide to let go a couple players or more if they don't reach as far as winning or at least managing to prove some things in the MLB postseason. But I don't see a couple more likely staying.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't often touched on college football lately, but it's a little early in the show. You can go back, listen. We'll try to. Actually, I'm trying to take some Adobe classes right now, learn more about editing and stuff. So, yeah, just the more time goes along and have some time, try to enhance the experience. But I guess that's about it.
All right.
You want to say anything else, Lou?
Yeah, well, you mentioned the enhanced my show, the Enhanced Sports Show, of course, runs 4 to 6 on Saturday. So I hope you get a chance to call in. It's going to be a special show this week because it's a milestone moment. So if you got time, if you can, call the show. It's 512-543-4662, and it's a live show from 4 to 6. So just keep it, family oriented. The seven words you can't say to apply.
Yeah, and just, of course, follow us on social media. And, I'm more than happy to retweet anyone's tweet or show or Facebook or anything, really.
Yeah. I'm on Facebook as well. I'm YouTube, rather.
Okay. I know your channel. Maybe since you've become a regular listener, I'll feature your channel on YouTube. As part of one of the featured channels.
All right. Just go to YouTube and type in the Enhanced Sports Show, and you'll see past shows that I've done over the past couple of weeks. And if you want to leave a comment, feel free to do so.
All right, and just one last note popped in my mind. The Women's World Cup is of course coming up, and I'm really excited for it this year. Although, yeah, I was just seeing some here. Well, Julie Ertz, the wife of Zach Ertz. I don't know what Zach Ertz is up to these days, but will Julie Ertz eventually come back? Included a third World Cup. Yeah, there's definitely some third World Cup timers trying to win it with Megan Rapinoe, Julie Ertz,
yep.
Alex Morgan. I know someone from before just happened to know. I know everything about soccer.
And the Gold Cup tournament starts soon, too.
What's that?
The Gold Cup tournament.
The Gold Cup?
Yeah, the men's soccer is involved in what's called the Gold Cup tournament. It happens every other year when there's no World Cup or Euro Cup. So that's going to start for us on the either the 24th or the 25th of this month. And I'll explain the lineup on the show this week or next week, depending on how much time I have left.
All right, so, and you're on Saturdays, right?
That's correct. Or if you're in Australia, it's Sunday. No, never mind. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, you're in Australia?
I'm saying if you people are, then it's Sunday. But for the rest of us in the Northern Hemisphere, it's Saturday.
All right, so, Twitch Kingdom, 12 to 3 Eastern Standard Time, every week, pretty much every weekday, And what was I going to say? The parade is just about wrapped up here as I'm looking now. And there's Jokic's brother, so not yet another person in the parade today. And so, everyone, it's been a pleasure. Thursday, we'll be back tomorrow for more. So long.